That's the way you like to do, yeah. Ah, ooh. Ooh.
How you doing, Pop?
Oh, hey. How you doing here, Robert?
Pretty good. What you doing?
Well, not much. You know, just listening to little Tommy Dorsey after you're gone, you know. Oh, man, don't yawn there.
It's January. You know it's January.
Good, Robert.
I thought you were staying for the summer.
Oh, well. Sorry.
That's all right. I just wonder, is this what you do all day? You sit around and listen to records?
That is not all I do! There's a TV.
Why don't you get the job, Dad? Go work at McDonald's or some, you know, pharmacy or cashier or something just to keep you busy.
You want me to work at McDonald's? McDonald's!
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just do something.
Eh,
you're right. Maybe you're just too old to make money.
What? Damn you, what my...
No, I understand. If you're getting up there in age, you can't work. I understand that.
What?
Stay home, sit on your ass, and listen to records.
Damn
you. Way to go, Pop.
Don't shut up getting a job. Turn this damn record off. I'm never watching it.
Great, Pop.
Dude.
Well, good for you. Yeah, go out and get a job.
Where, damn it, I will.
All right, Dad, good job. See you later.
Wait a second. Something tells me I was a little dirty trick right there. Damn it.
On the car ride to Lester's first job.
Have to say, I'm proud of you, Dad. You landed the first job you applied for.
Yeah, Walmart pharmacy section. I'll be running the show in a couple days.
Now, you will be listening to your supervisor, right, Dad? He's your boss. You have to listen to him.
Robert, the man is almost 40 years younger than me. I'm not listening to a damn thing he says.
Fine, we're here, Dad. You deal with him. Call me when you need to be picked up.
No problem, Robert.
1 hour later...
Hey, sir, can you help me with this?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm helping. Come here, what?
Yeah, I just can't carry all this stuff. I got so many drugs, and you just need a couple hands to help me.
All right, if you shut up, I'll help you. Damn. The cash register is right up here.
Wait. I forgot my hemorrhoid medicine. You got anything for hemorrhoids?
Wait a second, buddy. You got hemorrhoids. Your ass is hurting so bad you can't sit down.
That's true.
Yet you come in here and it's not the first thing you buy. You get all these damn drugs first. What the hell?
Well, just let my mind.
I'll tell you something. If my ass is hurting that bad, I'm to the store saying, give me some damn Preparation H now.
Well,
yeah, but somehow it slipped your mind. Boy, sheep. Oh, sorry to bring up painful memories. Oh,
hey, man, get off the floor.
What is going on here?
Well, I was...
And Lester, why are you on the floor?
I was trying to get some hemorrhoid medicine, and he's making fun of me.
Oh, really was he?
Ooh, my ass!
Well, Lester, I think you need to go.
Well, good day.
On the car ride back home.
And then he said he forgot his hemorrhoid medicine. Imagine that. Your ass is burning up and stuff, and you don't remember to get the medicine. I mean, how crazy is that, I tell you? So I'm laying on the floor, and then...
Dad, you were there for an hour. You got fired because you did this.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll get another job. They don't expect somebody my age to be so damn rambunctious, so everybody will hire me.
Great, Dad. Just try keeping this one. Where are you going to apply?
I'm thinking a McDonald's would be a pretty good place. Think of all the fun you can have there.
Yeah, sure you could.
3 days later, at McDonald's.
May I take your... Oh, my Lord, you're huge!
Uh-huh.
Damn, who?
Could you give me the number 2 supersized combo meal and the number 4 combo meal? I don't want that supersized.
Okay.
And the number 1...
God!
And the number 5.
My Lord! Okay, and what would you like all your drinks to be?
Diet Coke.
Was a Diet Coke? Yeah, you gotta watch that calorie intake. What a Weight Watcher, huh? I bet you're pretty pumped out when they took the McLean Deluxe away.
Uh-huh.
You are a smart one. You're the guy that buys a dozen jelly donuts and washes it down with skim milk.
Can I please have my food?
No, wait. You're the guy at the movies. Gets like 3 tubs of popcorn, 15 candies. Of course, your Diet Coke, but no butter.
Please.
You're the guy who buys like 9 pastries for breakfast and tops it with I can't believe it's not butter. Wait, when's your birthday?
What the hell? November 20th.
4 chocolate cakes and frozen yogurt.
One hour later,
so this 5,000-pound whale comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, bigger than anything you've ever seen, damn it.
Oh.
Buys 4 gumbo meals.
Wow.
And a Diet Coke. I damn near split my pants. I was laughing so hard. Oh, it was great.
Okay, Dad, that's 2 jobs in 3 days you've been fired from.
Oh, yeah.
Where would you like to work?
I'm having a pretty good time. Can we go to Burger King or something like that?
Dad, this isn't supposed to be a funny joke.
What the hell you mean? I am 75 years old. Oh, is this going to look bad on my resume? Oh, I got fired from McDonald's. Right now, Robert, I'm having more fun than I've had in 30 years.
All right, fine. Fine. Where do you want to go next?
Supermarket. I want to be one of them checkout dudes, you know, and the things go by, that little magical red thing, and beep, 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 comes up on it. I look at everybody's food on it. There's got to be a lot of laughs there.
Okay.
The next day.
Yep, and your total comes to $593.62.
What the hell? How much?
Come on, pay up, buddy.
It must be some kind of mistake. That's a little too much money.
Oh, you don't want to pay, do you? Give me your damn food back.
Well, no,
all right, get out.
It's $600.
Give it back. Oh, my God. Yeah, hey, bag boy, put this away. That retard wouldn't pay for his bill.
What? He didn't have $5?
$5 is about $600. Damn, there's only one 24-pack of pop. Sure seems like a lot.
Well, that's a serial code there, Lester, and, it was only $5.
Oh, can't worry about it now. Hi, ma'am, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Ooh, I see you have that not-so-fresh feeling, huh?
Excuse me?
We got this douche here. The master, the douche. I love that word. Douche! You see, you got something wrong down there.
Can you please just ring it up and let me go?
Oh, I don't want to be talkative. Okay, fine. Well, I gotta call this in. I screwed this up last time. Hang on a second.
Need help at aisle 3. Don't know how to ring up the douche.
Yeah, they'll be here to help you. Where are you going? Oh, why are you leaving? Oh, damn, a bag boy. You gotta put the douche away. Yeah, as well as the pop cans. All right. What a great damn job. Good day, sir. How you doing? Boy, you're a big one. Oh, my Lord. Rufus, is it you?